With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Addressing a huge crowd today in Phoenix, President-elect Donald Trump holding a campaign-style rally, thanking supporters for returning him to the White House.
We worked hard on this. We knew bad things happened in 2020. And if I didn't know that we won in 2020, I wouldn't have done this, because it would have been like the ultimate poll, right? But we won by a lot. And this time we said, look, now we got to really win by, and we won by so much.
In the meantime, Mr. Trump is suggesting today his new administration could try to regain control of the Panama Canal. He says the United States, quote, foolishly ceded it to its Central American ally. He contends shippers are being charged ridiculous fees to pass through the transportation channel linking the Atlantic and Pacific. Also at SRNnews.com, Chinese retail sales slowing in November, housing prices falling, with demand still lackluster despite a flurry of stimulus measures over the past few months.
The government reports that retail sales rose 3% year-on-year, down from 4.8% in October. Chinese consumers refrained from splurging on non-essentials like cosmetics, alcohol, and jewelry. Factory output rose 5.4%, nearly flat compared with the previous month, while investment in fixed assets like factories slowed.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has hosted Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico in a very rare visit to the Kremlin by an EU leader since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. Fico arrived in Russia on a working visit, meeting with Putin one-on-one. A Kremlin spokesman says the talks focused on the international situation. This is SRN News. The Scripps Spelling Bee embraces feminism.
Organizers of the annual contest say they will now accept a new spelling for the word women that eliminates any reference to men. Women, spelt W-O-M-Y-N, was first promoted in the 1970s by feminist leaders in an effort to, quote, make the word free of masculine influence. Scripps officials say they're making the change because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has done so. The 100th edition of the Spelling Bee is set to take place in May of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences unveiling its Oscar shortlist in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix transgender drug lord drama Emilia Perez was most named, advancing in international feature, original score, original song, sound, and hair and makeup. This is SRN News. Federal Trade Commission will soon require hotels, vacation rental platforms, and live event promoters to disclose any fees up front.
The FTC said consumers often see advertised prices for hotel rooms, short-term rentals, and tickets to sporting events and concerts, only to be surprised later by so-called junk fees, including resort fees, cleaning fees, processing fees, and other extra charges. The new rule requires businesses to clearly disclose the true cost, including all mandatory fees, when they display any pricing for lodging or events. The rule goes into effect in 120 days. John Scott reporting.
Blue Sky has seen user base soar since the presidential election, boosted by people wanting an alternative to Meta's Threads and its algorithms. The platform grew out of the company then known as Twitter, and was eventually intended to replace it. More details at SRNnews.com.